The person earns a salary based on having put in so many and so many hours of learning or working, whatever it is. If this person knows that he was paid to do a job and he was told that the deal is this is a 40-hour job, in order to do this correctly, you're going to have to expend 40 hours of time in it. And if this guy is a trickster, he's a liar, a cheat, and he's able to dress up the job to make it look as if he did the whole job, but he really didn't. He really did a 70% job, and it took him only 30 hours to do. When he gets that check for the $2,000, if there's any degree of goodness or honesty in him, every single thing he buys with that $2,000 is going to be ugly a little. It's going to be dirty a little. Because he knows in his heart of hearts that he didn't really earn, that some of that is stolen money. It's cheating. It's lying. I ripped off the guy. I didn't give him what he thought I was giving him for. So that if I buy a safer, how can I use this? How can I buy a safer with that and learn in a safer knowing full well that it's got dirt on it? It's stolen money to a degree. That guy, I didn't really do what was expected, what the person thinks I did for him, or what the person hired me to do, that kind of thing. Whereas if a person knows that he did the full job to the maximum of his ability, and then he gets the check, he spends it with a simcha, he buys a gift for his wife, it's with a super simcha, because I know it's kosher money, it's honest money. Ki be'emes gam kol dinov u'mishpotav yisborach nimshochim rak michazdoi v'tuvoi. Because the truth is that Hashem's midas hadin comes from chesed. Where does gevura come from? In the spheroids. Where does gevura draw its light from? From the chesed above it. Chesed is above it on the totem pole, right? So gevura receives its light from chesed. Ki midas hadin loy nesavo kiim kedei sheyie tzimtzumim vekelim lekabel hachesed b'soichom kiyodua. Rav Nosson Zal teaches us one of the basic rules in Kabbalah, that the only reason why Hashem created a midas hadin was that midas hadin should serve as the keli, the tzimtzum, in which the chesed should be poured. If I want to give you a drink of water, and I say, oh, you're thirsty? Excellent, here you go. And I throw it in your face. You look at me, what kind of nut job are you? You wanted to do me a favor, you gave me the drink. First, you have to give me a cup to pour the drink in. Now, the question is, the cup is a tzimtzum. I don't want the cup. This is malach hashen etzricha legufa. I don't need the cup, I need the water. But normal people know that you can't make any usage of that water without a cup. Therefore, you have the cup. Hashem knew that if he created chesed alone, we would drown in it. We would have no use for it. The only way that you can use chesed properly is if there's a keli into which it can be contained in. A keli means a tzimtzum. A tzimtzum is a form of midas hadin, a form of gevura. Therefore, v'al kein be'emes gam hadin hu chesed godol. Therefore, Hashem's midas hadin is also tremendous chesed. Ukemuvo al posuk Avraham hoyled es Yitzchok, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal, when he quotes the posuk Avraham gave birth to Yitzchok, that's a contradiction. What kind of silly thing is that? Avraham is the symbol of chesed. He's called Isha Chesed. Yitzchok is called Pachad Yitzchok. Yitzchok was the one who was ready to die for Hashem. I'll burn for Hashem. How could you say? And yet, Yitzchok comes from Avraham? Yes. Midas Hadin comes from a place of chesed. V'zeh b'chinas b'gevurois yesha yeminoi. This is what we say in davening every day, when we say that in Hashem's gevura, his right hand comes forth. From the gevura, the right side comes forth. V'hakoil b'shvil ha'odom. All for the benefit of man, kedei sheyekabel schorei atoiv b'mishpot, so that man should be able to receive his salary, his check, through fairness, through justice. Avol ro'o she'ein ho'il ha'miskayim. However, Hashem saw that even with all of this kindness, man won't even make it on that level. That won't be good enough. If he'll only have that much kindness, man will get blown away in the process. Alkein shiteif midas harachmim bebidas hadin uboreis olam sheyisnaig bemishpot ubitztoko kanal. Therefore, Hashem had to bring more kindness into the picture, more chesed. The din that comes from chesed wasn't good enough. He had to have din from chesed plus additional chesed. He had to have mishpat plus tzedakah. And the fact is, this is something that you can't rationalize. You can't, this doesn't fit in check. An accountant will have trouble swallowing this. Because you can't tell me fair, you can't tell me that the IRS is charitable. They want their bucks and gamarnu, finished. They want justice. They want to know you earn so much. Meches wants to know you earn this. What are we getting out of it? Period. And by Hashem, mishpat and tzedakah are interwoven, and there's no contradiction.
You take this argument further. Is this an endorsement then of the Rasha? Because this the Rasha elicits, requires more of Hashem's chesed.
Yes, qualified. That's going to be part of our discussion here. We're going to see that the Rasha, the Baal Tshuva, has an opportunity to make a much bigger kiddush Hashem than the tzaddik. Because when a tzaddik does millions of mitzvahs and Hashem gives him millions of reward, fine. It's like anybody coming into the makolet and you pay $10 and you walk out with $10 of groceries. What's the news item? I don't see that reported in the Hanof News every time somebody goes into the makolet and brings 100 shekel and walks out with 100 shekel worth of goods. Whereas the Baal Tshuva, who everybody saw him spit on Hashem and kick Hashem and bite Hashem, and insult Hashem 400 different ways. And then they see him for 2 days doing bing, 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 al-chayt, 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 blah, blah, blah. And then they see Hashem be makar of him. They say, wow, look how big Hashem is. Look how great Hashem is. That he's able to take, Hashem is such an extraordinary, gifted person, Kavi, you know, that he's able to, he has so much goodness in him, that he's able to take the one that spit on him, and he's able to treat him the same way he treats the tzaddik, or then he must really be great. That's different. That's not normal. And in the vidui, tomorrow is Erev Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow we say Yom Kippur Koton. If you look in Yom Kippur Koton, this is one of the statements that we make there. In the vidui of Rabbeinu Nisim HaGodol, which is at the end of the vidui, one of the things he writes over there is, Hashem, hold on a second. The fact of the matter is that I'm the one who's going to give you the biggest opportunity to show your greatness to the world. If I wouldn't have sinned, I'm not using this as an excuse to go out and sin. No. But let's say I'm holding here already. I did 6 million sins now. Now, Hashem, you have a choice of doing one of two things with me. You can show your grandiose glory by pulling out your magnum and blowing me away, and everybody will be super impressed. You're such a big, powerful Hashem that you can blow away your enemies. Or you can reach deep into your pockets and pull out your chesed and say that despite the fact that I did 6,000 sins, you Hashem have 6,001 units of kindness. That as many sins as I've done, as fast as I will able to run and accumulate sins, you Hashem are faster runner in developing kindness to forgive my sins. Which is going to make you Hashem look better? This is what it says over there in the Vidui, and this is a taina. This is a legitimate complaint. This is a legitimate way of getting Hashem to forgive. That do it for you, Hashem. Don't do it for me. Me, either way, I'm a piece of junk. What am I? I come from dust, and I'm going back to dust. But as far as your greatness in the world, which is going to tell a bigger story of greatness to the world about you? Which way is the world going to be more impressed from you? If you kill out 6 million Jews? Or if you make it possible for 6 million people to do tshuva, which is going to give you Hashem more cover? This is Kiddush Hashem, and that's Kiddush Hashem. Which is a bigger Kiddush Hashem? Exactly. That's the true gvura. Ezel gibor hakoivesh. In Judaism, gibor isn't the one who can punch the hardest. Gibor is the one who has the best talent of pulling his punch. Who could have somebody do something that he'd want to tear him to shreds, and he can conquer his own anger. That's a gibor. Because that's this gvura that comes from chesed.
The main team are not just necessarily kipshutim.
Rishon b'chayim, kruyim
b'chayim. Exactly. In some of the Siddurim, the Baruch Hashem, Hashem Hashem has a Nikud. A different Nikud. So there's only two times when there's a Nikud of
Segel.
Which is on the high end 18 and on Arotzi Bichuva. So there's a tremendous connection between being close to Bichuva and being.
Chiasa Mason, 100%. I've heard Reb Michel use that exact terminology now. Related to the fact that a shul is being built in Uman now, he said that there was 30,000 people killed there, Al Kiddush Hashem, and there's corpses there, there's dead people. Now, if we're going to be Mekari, 30,000 Bali Tshuva, that's going to be a Tchiyas HaMesim for those 30,000 that died. Those Eitzim, those bones are going to be, the Bali Tshuva that are going to be created there are going to be those bones of the 30,000 that were murdered there. Literally that kind of terminology. Here Rav Nosson Zal gave, he introduced the topic that's going to be the topic for this whole next 40-50 pages. This Mishpot and Stoka, and really getting to understand how it works and why it works and how we relate to it.